Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Let Go, was written by Karen Huang. The owner of the bookstore where Keith worked had been away on vacation for only 2 days, but Keith, his assistant, was already panicking. Operations were smooth, but Keith was anxious that he wouldn't do a good job overseeing the store. Frenetically, he micromanaged all he could. "Stop it," his boss finally told him over a video call. "All you have to do is follow the instructions I email you daily. Don't worry, Keith. The burden isn't on you. It's on me." In Psalm 46, during a time of conflict with other nations, Israel received a similar word from God. "Be still. Stop striving," he said in essence. "Just follow what I say. I will fight for you." Israel was not being told to be passive or complacent, but to be actively still, to obey God faithfully while yielding control of the situation and leaving the results of their efforts to Him. We're called to do the same, and we can do it because the God we trust is sovereign over the world. If He lifts His voice and the earth melts, and if He can make wars cease to the ends of the earth, then surely we can trust in the security of His refuge and strength. The burden of control over our life isn't on us. It's on God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts His voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Please pray with me. Almighty God, my fortress and my strength, You know what's on our hearts and minds without us needing to even say it. We don't know how to deal with it, but You do. Help us to be actively still and to surrender to Your leading. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Brenna Holsklaw, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.